The Japanese eat more fish per capita than anyone. And for the seafood industry in the Pacific Northwest, Japan is a big customer. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Liam Moriarty reports on how last week's earthquake, tsunami, and the ongoing nuclear scare in Japan are hitting the seafood trade.
The dinner crowd is just starting to arrive at Sushi Kappo Tamura in Seattle's East Lake neighborhood. Chef and owner Taichi Kitamura is in the kitchen preparing a sushi roll with sticky rice, sliced salmon, and avocado. But Kitamura's menu also features some traditional recipes that use Japanese fish. With a big chunk of the Japanese fishing industry damaged or destroyed by the earthquake and tsunami, he's worried.
Consistency in availability is very important because, you know, you have a menu and you have to keep certain items on the menu.
Kitamura is also worried about the safety of the seafood he imports. South Korea, Singapore, and other Asian countries are already testing Japanese food imports for radiation. Japanese authorities say the levels of radiation released from the crippled nuclear reactors don't pose a public health risk, but Kitamura says skittish customers might decide to stay away.
Food is something you eat not only with your tongue, you know, or you eat it with your brain. So any negative news about any food products, people are very sensitive about it.
Kitamura has reason for concern. During the Gulf oil spill last year, sales of seafood from that region plummeted, even though federal inspectors certified the products were not contaminated. John Sacton heads Seafood.com, an industry news site.
Surveys have shown that a significant fraction, you know, 20-30% of consumers simply stayed away from seafood because they didn't trust what was happening.
Sacton says that on the export side of the equation, the chaos in Japan could hurt some U.S. seafood companies, especially those selling herring roe, black cod, and other items usually used in Japan for celebration or gifts.
There's a real concern about how strong the appetite of the Japanese consumer will be for luxury items when they're in a situation where the country is focused on rebuilding and sacrifice and there's been so much loss.
The U.S. exports $750 million worth of fish products to Japan each year. In a cold storage warehouse on Pier 91 in Seattle, workers in forklifts load pallets of frozen crab for export to China. Large fish producers such as the Seattle-based Trident Seafoods use this facility to store products until they're shipped. Trident's John Garner says sales of everyday foods such as salmon and pollock could even get a boost.
We also know that a lot of product was destroyed, and so that pipeline is going to have to be refilled.
Some seafood producers on the west coast of Canada report they're already getting calls from Japan asking about replacing seafood stocks lost in the tsunami. Garner says the broken infrastructure in northeast Japan will make it much harder to get export fish to consumers.
The distribution systems have been interrupted, of course. There's rationing of petroleum products. So trucks are not moving at the same way, damage to highways.
If Japanese demand for American seafood does drop, Garner says, much of it could be sold to other markets in Asia or Europe. But the Japanese typically pay top dollar, and sales elsewhere may be less profitable. For NPR News, I'm Liam Moriarty in Seattle.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.